Episode 2. Getting Around. First Day in This Crazy World. Monday. Week 1. Year 1. An annoyingly loud alarm blasted from nothingness. Congratulations, you triggered peaceful sleep. Vitality increased by 20% for the entire day. Clyde flinched as the memories returned. It was kind of surprising that he dreamed normally. All things projected were from the real world. This transition felt unsettling. Have a nice sleep. Clyde stiffened as he turned around to see Mortem flying a few feet behind him, arms folded, grinning like a great white shark.
I won't be babysitting you, mortal. No, we won't have any of that. But as it's your first day here, the Masters wanted to make sure you didn't kill yourself. Oh, and this.
You received passive skill, Hostile Detection 1. With this, you will be able to detect hostile intents from beings of Cetovia.
If you get into a fight, incapacitate your foe and you'll get experience.
Mortem continued.
If you kill someone, that's on you. I won't be bailing you out of prison.
What's the point of attending this school when I should be out looking for the Viper?
He said.
Figure that out for yourself.
Mortem said.
I told you, no babysitting.
He vanished without saying another word.
Fucking dipshit, Clyde said as he angrily marched to the bathroom.
He dressed into a pair of sweatpants, then took a jog around the block. This was mostly to burn off his anger. After washing and brushing his teeth for the morning, he set off to the academy. The arrow and map in his head were a godsend. The school uniform felt a bit uncomfortable. The spring's heat didn't make it better. He practiced his analyze skill as much as he could, hoping that it would level up. Any advantage is better than none. What if the Viper turned out to be some kind of demon lord like in the games? Well, he'd be fucked if that was the case. His stats didn't show him with any special powers. Where would he learn?
Morning,
a voice said from behind as he reached the school gates. Harumi, he was prepared for this, mentally trained himself not to look at them. This turned out to be one of the fatal flaws of anime main characters. They easily fell off task when a pair of enormous boobs flung into their faces.
Morning,
he replied, voice casual.
Shall I show you around?
Harumi asked warmly.
What class are you in?
1C, Clyde said.
Wait for it.
Same here.
I knew it,
Clyde said under his breath. Couldn't he at least get his own preference of girl? Not that Harumi bothered him. Things could have been worse. What if the system gave him one of the bad tropes? Not that he knew Harumi well. He'd have to increase his relationship level with her to find anything interesting about her. Somehow that just felt invasive. She gave him a quick tour of the college before taking him to their class. It looked just like a Japanese high school. Or, to be more specific, an anime high school. The number of young women seemed to outnumber the men. His professor wasn't an exception to the tropes, predictably being a beautiful young woman. He introduced himself and took a seat which was surprisingly not behind Harumi, but some silver-haired girl. Class in session. Cetovia History 1. If you possessed the StreamLearn skill, you would be able to learn the material without paying attention. Clyde cursed under his breath, but tuned in. What kind of history did this world possess? That could clue him in on where to find this Viper person. He felt surprisingly energetic as the instructor went on and on. Could this be due to the vitality boost? Clyde had no other explanation. Normally dry lessons made his eyelids heavy.
Chika, since you seem to think of my class as nap time, you will be in charge of catching Clyde up with Unit 1.
The silver-haired girl groaned. Clyde did not want to be taught by someone who was unable to take the class seriously.
No, it's okay, Professor, he said. I'll just read the chapters.
Well, that's admirable. This isn't your punishment.
She gave Chika a dark smile.
If she doesn't catch you up by Friday, let me know. I'm sure her father or even that sponsor would love to know how many times we've had to deal with her snoring.
All right, I'll teach him, she said.
Clyde could see the anime girl blushing like a tomato, and strained to hold back the laughter. The rest of the class wasn't so nice.
Good attitude, the professor said. You may be an honor student, but in this academy, if you want to be treated like a child, we'll do so. We take our jobs seriously. If we didn't, our reputation wouldn't be so high. Now, that will be it for today. You two exchange phone numbers and agree to meet up. The faster you catch him up, Chica, the faster you redeem yourself. The teacher left, leaving the poor girl to sigh.
Is she always like that?
Clyde asked. Chica seemed taken aback a little, but quickly composed herself. She was probably expecting a rude comment.
She is, she said. But she's right.
I'm guessing you have a reason you're tired, Clyde said. But you don't have to worry about me. I'll catch up through the book tonight.
Let's exchange numbers, Chica interrupted. I don't mind teaching. Besides, there are some things she talked about that can't be found in the book.
Clyde shrugged and then pulled out his phone. Both his device and Chica's flickered. You have exchanged phone numbers with Chica. Your speed dial has been updated. Your relationship level with Chica has changed from stranger to classmate. Quest: get caught up in history with Chica. This quest is mandatory and cannot be refused. Reward: 20 experience and $5. 20 experience? Clyde was not complaining. He'd let the anime girl explain away while taking notes. Send her off and be done with it. Why mandatory? Could this meetup be important?
I will contact you this evening, Chica said. I know of a diner that's quiet and has the best coffee.
She gathered her things and left. Harumi awaited him outside the classroom. Clyde never felt so thankful because he forgot where his next class was located. Or, to be precise, forgot to activate the map.
Exchange numbers with me, too, she said cheerfully. You don't seem to know anyone here, so if you need anything, you have my number.
You really are a kind person,
Clyde said as he revealed his phone.
Don't really get many of those in my life,
he chuckled. You have exchanged phone numbers with Harumi. Your speed dial has been updated. Your relationship level with Harumi has changed from friendly and neighborly to friendly and associate. Harumi will set you up for success. Your comment has increased the 5% relationship boost to 10%. Let it be known that Harumi may be attempting to increase her relationship points with you. Not stealing from her wallet has set a great impression on the young woman. Clyde was doubly sure that the system wanted to push him into the slice of life trap. Not on his watch. Everyone within this world had consciousness. They were real, just alien. In that case, Clyde shouldn't overthink this. He should be able to go about his life like normal while maintaining friends and leveling up, right? But how many times did he get warned about the tropes? Fucking ridiculous. As he and Harumi rounded the corner, the girls around began to gasp or make comments, but not at him. It took Clyde a second to notice the anime pretty boy walking down the hall, girls at his side, others loudly exclaiming. He played the part of the kind noble. Clyde chuckled.
Guessing he's someone rich and famous?
That's Toru, Harumi said in a non-enthusiastic voice. His dad's the CEO of a few popular sporting companies.
Toru looked in the direction as if noticing them for the first time. Clyde took that chance to analyze him. Toru. Level, 13. Type, noble. Relationship, neutral. HP, 100%. MP, 100%. Stats. Relationship isn't high enough. Special abilities. Relationship isn't high enough. Skills. Are we really doing this again, idiot? Close out the prompt. Magic abilities. See above. Clyde forced himself to remain calm at the prompt. Mortem could be behind it. As for Toru being level 13, he felt a little confused. Why was Harumi simply level 1? Is she the Viper in disguise? No. There were few others low level too, but only children less than 5 years old were at first level. Clyde set the mystery to the side for later digestion as Toru approached.
Hello, my dear Harumi, he said. Have you had any time to think on my invitation?
Harumi scowled at him.
I already told you, I'm not interested.
Clyde's anime trope senses activated.
He took a few secret steps out of Harumi's reach so that she couldn't grab his arm or hand, then give off the wrong message, which would drag him into her mess. She was a sweet girl, but he had no intention of sticking his nose into anyone's affairs. He had enough on his plate. She indeed grabbed at the air that was supposed to be his arm. Something seemed to spark within her because the girl marched right over to him to snatch his arm anyway. Toru and Clyde shared surprised expressions.
Please excuse us while I show the new student to his class.
Your relationship with Toru has dropped from neutral to distaste. Great, so much for befriending a possible powerhouse. Clyde couldn't get mad at Harumi for using him to avoid an unwanted advance. He also didn't want to be on a hit list for someone who could possibly make him disappear. They silently walked to his second class. Before he could step in, the girl bowed her head.
I'm sorry I put you in an uncomfortable position, she said. I can't stand someone like that. Someone who gets whatever he wants while looking down on others and treating them like dirt.
It's cool, Clyde said. I figured that out the moment he strolled through the hall.
Harumi!
Before the duo knew it, a blue-haired girl with glasses smothered into Harumi's arms. The look, with the small smirk, gave Clyde all the clues he needed. She was the perverted glasses girl trope. She quickly blocked the door before he could get away, grin on her face.
Oh, and who do we have here?
She gave Harumi a look.
He's the new transfer student, Harumi answered. I'm showing him around the academy.
And why you?
He's also the new neighbor I told you that moved in.
A gleam sparked into the girl's eyes. She held out a hand.
I'm Kazumi,
she said.
Clyde, the young man said as he accepted her hand.
He activated Analyze just for kicks. Your relationship with Kazumi has changed from stranger to friendly. The boost from Harumi contributes. Kazumi, level 8. Type, unpredictable. Relationship, friendly, flirty. HP, 100%. MP, 100%. Stats, relationship isn't high enough. Special abilities, relationship isn't high enough. Skills, see above, dumbass. Magic abilities, see above. Kazumi moved away from the door.
If you need help and see me, don't be afraid to ring me. A stupid question is the one that isn't asked.
She poked Clyde's chest, then trotted off.
Guessing that's a friend of yours? Clyde asked.
Yep, Harumi said. Love her to death.
Clyde nodded.
Well, off to class I go. Don't want to make you late.
Class is in session. Romance Literature 1. If you possess the Stream Learn skill, you would be able to learn the material without paying attention. This class was also taught by a young female professor. She talked about famous romances, spots to take dates, and then assigned a short essay about love. After the class ended, Clyde looked at his schedule, free time for lunch. As he walked, he thought to himself,
just what am I doing here?
He needed to find clues about the Viper's whereabouts. Who is the Viper? Why fight it? He didn't have time to be living some stupid anime school life. Someone tapped on his shoulder. He turned to see his romance professor smiling at him.
Could you take this to the dean's office, please?
She said.
I've got another class to teach.
Quest, deliver the professor's letter. Reward, 20 experience, $20. Do you accept, yes or no? Clyde mentally selected yes.
Sure, I guess,
he told the pretty woman.
Thanks,
she said, then hurried off. He used his mental map to quickly find the office and complete the quest. That's when he felt something amazing. Quest completed. You received 20 experience and $20. Congratulations, you have reached level 2. Your stats have increased. His phone beeped. You have received a text from Harumi. Do you wish to respond? Clyde viewed it, an invitation to lunch. Well, it wasn't like he had anything else better to do, so he accepted it. The internal map helped him find the cafeteria with ease. He caught sight of a book on the ground, right in front of the entrance to the cafeteria. He picked it up. No one seemed to be around to claim it, so he mentally made it vanish into his inventory, which appeared as a grid with many items. He'd return it to the lost and found later. Kazumi ended up joining them for the lunch period. Clyde wanted to just sit back without contributing to the conversation, but the overly enthusiastic girl wouldn't give him the chance. She practically drowned him with questions. Eventually, she stopped upon realizing the last of her sweet cakes were gone.
No!
She said in a fake dramatic voice. Clyde expected the fake anime tears to come pouring from her face like rivers. No such thing happened. When she looked at him with a sly smile, he immediately knew. Harumi interjected at that moment.
You don't need any more sugar, she said. You'll get fat.
That seemed to strike a hidden nerve because her smile dropped.
Am I fat?
She said, looking at Clyde.
No,
Clyde said tiredly, finishing the last bite of his burger. It cost a measly $2.
In fact, you should tell me your secret sometime. Not sure how you can manage to eat copious amounts of sugar and look good at the same time. It's unfair.
The anime girl gave a gasping blush, causing Clyde to give her a blank stare. He didn't mean anything by the remark, except that some people had the ability to eat whatever they wanted and not gain even an inch. Your relationship with Kazumi has changed from friendly to curious. Clyde did not like where this was going, so he gathered his things.
Anyway, I'm off,
he said, then left before Harumi had the chance to throw away any more of her time. The girl was too nice, but at least not nice enough to let that rich guy get close to her. Clyde's last two classes flew by nearly instantly. Sciences and crafting wouldn't get hands-on until they met Wednesday. Now was the moment of truth. Could he dodge the walk home with Harumi? There was no way in hell she knew of his location. He didn't show her the schedule. A buzzing in his pocket caught his attention. To his surprise, it was Chika wanting to meet in the library right away. She had plans in the evening. Clyde tried to get her to accept his offer to just forget the tutoring session, but she refused. For some reason, no one was in the library except a girl, presumably the student aide. She paid them no attention, preferring to vigorously tap at her phone. Chika led him to some private study room, shut the door, then placed the history textbook in front of him. She taught him the unit, but in a very distracting way, the boobs over the shoulder way. In fact, it almost seemed like she was either enjoying the tease or completely oblivious. Clyde had a textbook on his lap, but when Chika noticed, she swiped it.
I'm only teaching this once, so no distractions.
He shot her a blank look. She either pretended not to notice or once again was completely oblivious to the torture she emitted. Suddenly, she blew on his neck, causing him to tense. Your relationship with Chika has changed from classmate to curious.
Is that a banana under the table, or someone happy to see me?
He glared at her.
So, you're doing that on purpose,
he said. The girl shrugged.
Doing what?
She said innocently, then pointed at the book.
Read the last paragraph and you'll be caught up.
He sighed, then turned back to the book. Chika boldly leaned against his back, enabling him to feel full softness.
A pleasant distraction, but are you expecting me to finish this paragraph or not?
Clyde said.
I don't really care, she said. I'm bored. You're handsome and fun to tease.
She surprised him by grabbing his horn.
No one's around. Want my virginity?
His eyes widened.
I'm just kidding.
She let go and sat next to him.
It's wrong to cheat on someone from an arranged marriage, right? Don't answer that. It's not like my stupid father's going to change his mind anyway. I'm just something he can sell off to seal a deal between companies.
Clyde said nothing. Chika wiped tears from her eyes.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Clyde said, then closed the book. He almost added it to his inventory when he realized the text belonged to Chika, and the last thing he needed was to explain how he made objects disappear. The magician excuse wouldn't work. Chika stood up.
Don't tell anyone. I don't need anyone giving me pointless looks of pity. It's bad enough that I'd rather give myself to someone I barely know than that jerk.
She banged a fist on the table.
Thinks he can do whatever he wants with me. I don't enjoy his touch.
She sighed.
Maybe this is the pot calling out the kettle. I touched you without your consent with a dumb reason called revenge.
Clyde knew he could invoke a silver tongue. He could take advantage of the poor girl in her momentary weakness just for pleasure. But he wasn't that kind of person. He didn't want to get into anyone's affairs, but a few wise words could change a weak heart. That's what his grandmama taught him.
Well, shit, he said. Don't do this to anyone else. I'm letting it go because I was caught off guard.
And she was attractive.
Why not just talk to your father? Don't put up with his shit. Tell him how that jackass persistently violates you. If you just stand around and pout rather than actually doing something, the jackass may push until it's rape. If your father truly cares about you, he'll listen. If he doesn't, tell another relative, a mother or someone, to see if they can help. If that doesn't work, then grab some things and move in with a friend. Let your father know you're not just some bargaining object for his company. Hell, if you have no friends, you could live with me. I don't care. Just don't take your fate lying down. You don't want to be at the point where you're doing, you know, just to get back at them.
Chica stared at him for a while, eyes intense, then nodded. While he totally didn't mean the part about her living with him, it sounded kind of cool nonetheless. And hey, if she may even become a better person, something about that thought gave him chills.
No one's ever just sat down and talked with me like this before, she said, then looked down.
The young woman nodded again, as if confirming something within herself, then looked Clyde in the eyes.
Thank you. I feel like I have the courage to end this tonight.
She stood.
Study session's over, I guess. Just text me if you need anything else. You're a pretty cool guy, so I don't mind hanging out with you.
She strolled out the door, her last words being,
See you in the morning.
Quest completed. You have earned 20 experience, but also a bonus 30 experience for giving Chica the courage to stand up for herself. Your relationship with Chica has changed from curious to friendly, associate. Congratulations, you have reached level 3. Stats increased. You have learned the passive skill, Heart Protection. Clyde smiled, eager to get home to see his stats, but before he could do so, he'd have to return the book he found. He pulled it from his inventory. The title of it made him flinch. You have found the book of Magic Line Energy. Item value, mysterious. Opening this book will teach you the magic attack, Energy Ball. Warning, it will vanish after one use. Clyde's eyes widened. He had found a way to defend himself at last. At least in the case of a fist fight being impossible against certain enemies. Possible monsters like in the games. He opened the book. It shimmered, turned into gold sparkles that resembled the most amazing snowflakes, and then he knew everything. Just like that. He wanted to try this power out, but restrained himself. No need to cause a stir. He smiled, feeling giddy. All his life, he wished he could shoot powers from his hands like a Dragon Ball Z character, or a superhero. The knowledge to do so was now in his head. He'd practice as much as possible to level it up. The only problem now is to get out of Harumi's sight so he wouldn't risk being spotted. He took the time to read over a few of his other books before tossing them back into his inventory. He made sure not to leave the book Chica took off his lap. Thinking of that moment made him chuckle. This world was insane. When he arrived at his apartment, he locked all the doors, showered, then got comfortable. It was time at last to view his stats for the day. Name, Clyde. Level, 3. Type, main character, stone. HP, 100%. MP, 100%. Attack, 8. Defense, 6. Speed, 10. Luck, 5. Will, 8. Intellect, 13. Form, 0. Special, ? Special abilities, none. Skills, athlete, 10% bonus to speed and will. Passive. Hostile detection, detects hostiles within a certain range of you. Passive. Heart protection 1, you're 25% less affected by unwanted mental magic or skills from enemies. You gain a 10% bonus to your ability to convince others to do anything that would protect their hearts. Passive. Magic. Energy ball. Type, spiritual. Class, mysterious. Cast. Cooldown, 2 minutes. Talent, main character stuff. Bonus, 10% to relationship stats with Harumi and her friends. Inventory, $133. Map of Lot City, Satovia. Smartphone. Key. Reminder for practice. Note. Classes, year 1. Satovia History 1.
Romance Literature 1. Sciences 1. Crafting 1. Phone numbers. Chika. Harumi. If things continued to go this well, Clyde would get to a respectable level in no time. He could even skip school and set off to find the Viper, or use the internet, send a calling card, and ambush it. He returned Harumi's goodnight text and laid back. What if there were more things for him to do besides killing the Viper? One step at a time, Clyde supposed. He'd overcome this trial. Get home. Forget this all. Hopefully, this was the only world he needed to learn about.